Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the ninth day of the month of Shvat, and Yom Revi'i, the tenth day of Shvat in Israel, and I'm guessing Europe as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Keen's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our amazing Chayalim, and finally Rabbi Keen will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. And for whatever reason you're on the call, davening for yourself, davening for others, davening for all of Am Yisrael, davening for the world, whether for those who are looking for a shidduch, those who are yearning for children, those in need of refuah shalema, shalom bayis, parnasa, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos be answered with tova, and with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you all for joining again. It's wonderful to be back. We read in this week's parsha, "Vayikach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo, ki hashpeah hishpia et bnei Yisrael emor, pakod yifkod elokim etchem v'halitem et atznotai mizeh itchem." And Moshe took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had caused Israel to swear, saying, "The Lord will certainly remember you and bring you up from this place. And when you do that, bring my bones from here with you." By now, many of you have thought of or heard or read about the tremendous significance and serendipity of the fact that we read these words the week that the body of Ron Gvili Hashem Yinkom Damo, the final hostage whose body remains in Gaza, was found and returned to Israel by the IDF. The fact that now all hostages have been returned to Israel, the living for recovery and the dead for burial, is an incredible moment of closure that we have spent more than 2 years davening for and hoping for. In order to appreciate the significance of this moment, it is worth reflecting further on the act of bringing home Yosef's bones from Egypt. Of course, this act of repatriating Yosef's bones was an act of chesed, an act of kindness to Yosef, a father of Israel, the father of two of the Shvatim, two tribes, who had been sold to Egypt by his brothers as a slave, and who had gone on to sustain the Jewish people during the years of famine, ensuring their survival. Yosef and his family deserved the dignity of a final burial in Eretz Yisrael. But beyond this, what many of the commentators point out is that this act of final chesed to Yosef was not only about Yosef. It was also something the entire Jewish people needed. We owed this not only to Yosef, but we had to realize that our redemption was incomplete without this return of Yosef's bones. The Admor Menachem Mendel Mikosov explains that taking the Atzmot Yosef, the bones of Yosef, should also be understood as taking the Atzmiut of Yosef, his essence, his qualities, his gifts. Moshe may have been the great mind and Torah leader of Israel, but Yosef was the great sustainer and provider of Israel. These qualities were what Moshe takes along with him in taking Yosef's bones. Rav Aaron Yaakov Greenberg, in his work Yiturei Torah, explains that Moshe takes on Yosef's great qualities of forgiveness, tolerance, and patience. Just as Yosef forgave and sustained his brothers in spite of everything that they had done to him, so too Moshe becomes able to be forgiving and patient with the Jewish people in spite of their mistakes and faults in the wilderness. Similarly, the Admor Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Isakachov, is quoted as having said the words Vayikach Moshe, and Moshe took the bones of Yosef, can be understood in light of the fact that the word Lakach can also mean to lift up, and that that can mean that Moshe uplifted himself and uplifted the entire Jewish people by bringing home Yosef's bones. What we can take from this is the understanding that so long as we leave a member of Kal Yisrael behind, even their body, we remain incomplete as a people and incomplete in our duty as a nation. Our redemption as an Am Yisrael remains incomplete. It is, of course, a matter of chesed and duty to the individual deceased and their family, but it is also a duty to the Almighty and to the Jewish people as a whole. It is worth noting that right after reading about the return of Yosef's bones, we read the following: Lo yamish amud ha'anan yomam ve'amud ha'esh laila lifnei ha'am. The pillar of cloud did not depart from them by day, and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from them from before the people. Perhaps it is our commitment to every member of Klal Yisrael, even the remains of those we've lost, to bring them home. That is what allows the divine presence to guide us and be present among us. May we all merit the sorrow tovot, and may all of the hostages experience this as a moment of recovery, and may all the Jewish people experience this as a moment to move forward. Thank you. Continuing with Tehillim, Psalm 20. Lam natzayach mizmur l'David, yanchar nai b'yom sarah yisagevcha Hashem Elokei Yaakov, yishlach esrecha mikodesh umitziyahon yisadeka, yizkor kol minchotzecha velasecha yidashen esela, yiten lecha chil vavecha v'chol asesecha haim alei, niran dena vishu asecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yim alei Adonai kol mishav asecha, Asa yadati ki hoshia Adonai Meshicho Yanehu Mishmei Kodesho Igurot Yesha Yemino Hei Levarecha Ve'ei Levastusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hei Makaru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu V'Yom Koreinu Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalo tesainai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai yoseh shemahim ba'aret. Al yitain lamos raglecha al yanuhum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanun velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha adonai silecha al yahad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha ve'areach ba'layla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeifzecha Vuecha Me'ata V'yad Olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hama'alos Mimamakihim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shima V'kuli Tihiyana Oznecha Kashivahos Bekohol Tachanunahai Yim Avonos Yishmor Yahadonai Mihi Abod Kim kahas tzlicha leman tivarei, kivi siranai kivisa nafshi velivaraho hochalti, nafshi ladonai mishamrim laboker shamarim laboker, yachel Yisrael ladonai kim adonai chesed veharbeim olfidus, v'hu yifdef Yisrael mikohu levonosav. Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim v'sarel v'shivya, ha'omdim v'en v'ayim v'en v'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem v'sarel yirbacha, u'me'afei l'aliyoram, v'shivu d'gula ha'shabag alav izman kariv, v'nomahar amend. As for our brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress and captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Misha Beracha, Vaseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschai Leitzvah Gana Yisrael, Ve'anshei Kofos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Ha'mishmar Arseinu Ve'arei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon Ve'amidbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Adavo HaRabah, Uvachol Makom Shehem Ve'yavasha Ve'avir Ve'yam, Yitain Adonai Yisraveinu, Akamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor, Ve'yafil Eschai Aleinu Mikol Tzara Ve'tzuka, Mikol Nega U'machala, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויתרם בחסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, והולך עמכם, להילחם לכם במועדיכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחולים a prayer for those who may be ill. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, Hu Yivarech Es HaKulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lehachlimam Uraposam, Ulachazikam Lachayosam, Vyashlach Lehem Meirav, Veshlamam Min HaShemayim, Lechol Everiham, Lechol Kideihem, Vesel Shka'archa LeYisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Urfuas HaGuf, Hashabah Galavit Man Karehiv, V'nomal Har Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Keen. Great to hear your voice. Enjoy the cold, enjoy the snow. We didn't get it down here in South Florida, but close. They got some snow up northern Florida. And we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Tashem, in the near future. And as well, thank you to Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.